News. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of sympathy to Tonga's King Toku VI over the destruction caused by the volcanic eruption and tsunami in the country. He says China is willing to provide assistance to help in Tonga's disaster relief and rebuild efforts. Tonga's government confirmed three deaths from the undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami that thrashed the South Pacific Island nation on Saturday. Local telecom operator Digicel says international telephone connectivity was temporarily restored in the country. However, the connection later failed. With clean water a concern, the government's advising people to drink only bottled water. UN relief officials say authorities have removed a thick coat of ash from an international runway, paving the way for the arrival of emergency aid. Owen Poland reports.
It's understood that the broken undersea communications cable could now take up to 4 weeks to fix. So that's going to make it difficult to assess the full extent of the damage. However, satellite images and photos taken by reconnaissance aircraft over the past day or so have revealed what's been described as catastrophic damage on some islands as a result of the tsunami and the toxic volcanic ash cloud that experts say could create an environmental crisis because of the contamination to food crops and sea life. The race is now on to clear a thick film of volcanic ash from the runway on the main island of Tongatapu so that emergency flights can bring in much-needed aid.
China's centrally administered state-owned enterprises saw solid growth in net profits last year. These profits went up nearly 30% from a year ago to hit 1.8 trillion yuan, or over 280 billion U.S. dollars. The central SOEs raked in 36 trillion yuan in combined revenues in 2021, an increase of about 20% year-on-year. Their spending on research and development expanded 16% to over 900 billion yuan. China plans to further improve its transportation network in the next 3 years. The country's unveiled a plan outlining major targets for the development of the network by 2025. High-speed railways will stretch to 50,000 kilometers in 2025, up from 38,000 in 2020. The city of Tianjin reported 14 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. Among the new infections, 12 are mild cases, while the other two are moderate. As of Tuesday, 326 locally transmitted cases have been detected in the latest resurgence. Tianjin will launch a fourth round of citywide nucleic acid testing early Thursday morning, aiming to curb the further spread of infections. The testing is scheduled to be completed in roughly 24 hours. Japan declared a COVID-19 quasi-state of emergency for Tokyo and 12 other prefectures on Wednesday, as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been spreading rapidly in these areas. The new measures will mean about a third of Japan's 47 prefectures are subject to stricter curbs. Under the quasi-state of emergency, restaurants and bars will be asked to close early and stop or limit the serving of alcohol. Nigerian authorities say at least 220 people, including civilians and security personnel, lost their lives in the first 17 days of this year in armed attacks in the country's Niger state. Gunmen attacked 300 communities in the state between January 1st and 17th, and at least 50 of those attacks led to casualties. Around 200 people have also been abducted. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian confirmed on Wednesday that China's granted visas to some U.S. government officials for the Beijing Winter Olympics. Zhao says the U.S. delegation is comprised of a large number of government officials, including those from the State Department, and many of them hold diplomatic or service passports. The Beijing 2022 Organizing Committees released the final version of the competition schedule for the Winter Games, following the approval of the IOC. The Games are scheduled to take place from February 4th to the 20th, with 109 medal events across 7 different sports. Several preliminary events will be held starting from 2 days before the opening ceremony. Beginning on February the 2nd, the curling mixed doubles round robin contest will be staged as the very first events of the Games. Team China will take on Switzerland in the competition. The very first medal of the Games will be produced on February the 5th in the cross-country skiing women's skiathlon event. The final of the women's cross-country skiing 30-kilometer mass start freestyle will see the last gold medal taking place on February the 20th. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.